This is the Yes We Canada podcast, the progressive's guide to getting the fuck out. This episode, Lordy, 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 God help us.
Hello, my name is Mio Edelman, and I'm in Toronto. Matt's on assignment in the U.S. Today on the pod, both Canada and the U.S. get new speakers of the House.
Check, check, one, two, one, two. Check, check.
Not exactly, but thanks. Good try. Okay, in the States, the new speaker of the House of Representatives is an obscure Republican congressman who represents the 4th District of Louisiana. As a deeply religious man, he regularly leads his congressional colleagues in prayer. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
The new speaker has a rather unfortunate last name, a name that's, well, it's a colloquial term for a penis, a pecker, a wanker, a wang, a toger, an organ, a willy, a dick, a member, and a Johnson. Member Johnson was erected to be speaker. America, your new Johnson is a God-fearing evangelical, an anti-gay, anti-trans, election-denying conservative who's now second in line to the presidency of the United States of America, which has led many Americans to ask, is our Johnson a dick? In Canada, we also freshened up the Speaker of our House after a terrible international embarrassment that I'll get to later in the show, because we found that holding terrible international embarrassments until later in the show builds audience numbers, increases revenue, and is just plain fun. But before we dive into this week's pod, as guest host, I just want to say that I'm always excited to be on Yes We Canada. I do a lot of guest hosting, but I really love filling in on this show for two reasons. There are no commercials, and the guests are never booked to hype their book or crappy new podcast, which is refreshing. Okay, let's get into it. Today on the show, guys, hang on a second. God? God, we didn't expect you on the pod today. Didn't see you on the rundown.
Mio, Mio, Mio. It's wonderful to see you. I love when you guest host. You're much smarter than that other putz. I thought I'd pop in.
It's good to see you, as always. But I have to say, I am a little bit surprised.
Mio, I thought I'd drop in to promote my new podcast. You know, hype my pod, hawk my wares. Very excited
new
about
podcast.
It. I think you're going to love this project.
Okay, but we don't usually do promo on the show. I just got through saying that. But maybe we could make an exception. I mean, you are God after all.
Mio, I'm God. I am exceptional.
You are exceptional. You're one of a kind, as they say.
Yes, and I'm very excited to tell you the title.
Tell me the title. Shoot.
The God Pod. What do you think?
The God Pod, not the God Cast.
No, the God Pod.
Okay, the God Pod. It's to the point. It's short and sweet. Absolutely.
We were going to call it the God Cast, but then the people in branding, they didn't like it. They didn't think it had what it needs. Would you like to hear
it.
The theme?
Absolutely. Must listen.
It's very snappy. We're very excited about it. Pi, roll the theme.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely got a ring to it. It's got very, very, it's very heavenly, you know, makes total sense.
You know, in fact, we used the same sound designer that you guys use, Pi Salon Cutler, to produce it for us. I love it. You should hear it in Dolby Atmos 9.3.12, immersive surround. It is heavenly.
You've been working on your technology. It's really good to see. And, you know, it's really good to have you here with us. I mean, I have missed you. Why don't you stay for a little while?
It'd be my pleasure.
Because, like most of humanity, I do have a few questions.
Uh-huh. I bet you do, huh?
I promise we'll do the whole promo thing at the end.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Okay, but for the time being, let me ask you some questions. And will that work for you, your worship?
Mio, your worship? For fuck's sakes, I'm the Lord. I'm not a county court judge. Anyway, look, I'm delighted to stay. What can I pontificate on for you today?
I guess we won't be needing these scripts anymore. Let's just go for it.
What
here.
Do you got? Go.
Okay. As I mentioned at the top of the show, both Canada and U.S. Mm-hmm. got new speakers of their houses
yep.
this fall.
Yep.
And I want to start in the U.S. Uh-huh. Congress with their new speaker, Mike Johnson.
Yep. The House has a new Johnson.
He's one of your people, though. Very, very religious.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hang on a second here. There is a difference between holy and religious. There is a difference between a Jew and a Zionist, between a Palestinian and a Hamas terrorist. But there is no difference between a religious Johnson and an evangelical Dick. Jesus Christ. Oops, I shouldn't say that. God forbid.
No, I think it's God forbid.
Right, I always get the tense on that wrong. I've been doing it like that for an eternity. God forbid. God forbid.
Right.
God forbid.
Right.
God forbid. Okay.
God forbid.
Okay, go.
So we're hearing that Speaker Mike Johnson is very nice in a kind of southern evangelical way. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he has a pact with his son where they monitor each other's internet consumption to make sure they don't watch any porn.
Yes, apparently they have a MILF-free household.
Supposedly, they use an...
Free the MILFs, I always say. Mio, I always say, free
Absolutely.
The MILFs.
Supposedly, they use an app called Covenant Eyes. It costs $15 a month. You download it on your computer, and every minute it takes a screenshot, and if it finds you screening something pornographic, it sends an alert. Mm-hmm. Does it send an alert to you?
Boop, boop,
oh, it sends
boop,
an alert to
boop,
you.
Boop, boop. It sends an alert to whoever you are having a pact, a confident
oh,
pact
to each
with.
Other. I see. Okay.
It would be his father. Boop, 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 boop. Milf, milf, milf. Look, I just want you to know, Mio, I had nothing to do with the development of that program. It seems very invasive to me. Milfs have rights too, you know.
I guess since we're talking about programs, I should ask you about AI, artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about that?
Mm-hmm. Mio, have I heard about it? I developed it. I'm God. What do you think the G in ChatGPT stands for?
ChatGPT God? Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
What does the PT stand for?
Part-time.
Part-time?
Yeah, God part-time.
Why? Why? Why part-time?
I can't be everywhere all the time, Mio. I gotta take, you know, I gotta, I mean, I got a lot of responsibilities. I can't be
But that's the whole point of AI is that you don't. You can be part-time because you don't have to be there all the time. The computer is doing the work for you.
I am so sick of lazy humanity, Mio. I cannot even begin to tell you. I don't want to talk about it. GPT, God, part-time. That's the best I got. And if you think AI is going to be good, you got something else coming.
Okay, let's get back on track here. God, how do you feel about your name being constantly invoked by the right? Listen to this clip from Speaker Johnson.
I am a Bible-believing Christian. Someone asked me today in the media, they said, it's curious, people are curious, what does Mike Johnson think about any issue under the sun? I said, well, go pick up a Bible off your shelf and read it. That's my worldview. That's what I believe.
Read the Bible. I wrote the Bible.
I mean, Mike Johnson says God invented civil government. Did you or didn't you invent civil government?
Actually, no. I invented the Dewey Decimal System. you know the one you use to organize books in a library? I'm very proud of that.
Yeah. Yes.
It might have led to civil government. I'm not so sure.
But in the Bible, there are all kinds of laws. The big one, of course,
one. Mm-hmm.
You know, thou shalt not kill.
Very
but
bad.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you also say in Leviticus 19:19 that man is prohibited from wearing wool and linen fabrics in the same garment?
Mio, 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 you are wearing a tracksuit that is a copy of a knockoff. I'm sure you paid $15 for that at Winners.
Hey, $17, please.
Okay, I am not discussing schmata with you, but yeah, I did say no linen and wool at the same time. Linen is very cool, very tropical. You wear it at the beach club when you're having margaritas. Wool, very warm. You wear it at the ski hill for your après-ski. It's not so complicated. But yeah, I do get upset when the Republicans or the conservatives take my name in vain. The one that really upsets me recently was Carrie Lake. You know, the chick that ran for governor of Arizona?
Yeah.
We discuss Arizona on my podcast. Did I mention I have a new podcast, The God Pod?
Yeah, I think you mentioned it a couple of times, actually.
Okay, good. Because my publicist asked me to mention it a couple of times at least. So, this Carrie Lake chick, she used to be a TV anchor, ran for governor, lost, and then she denied it. Hmm. Listen to what she said about me. It's featured in my new podcast, The God Pod. Pie, roll the clip I brought.
You brought your own clip?
I always bring my clips, Mio. We've been through this before. Okay, come here, roll the clip.
We're not motivated by global dominance. We are inspired by God Almighty.
Yep, I'm God, alrighty. And Carrie, I'm also some pissed. You said, and I quote, Pi, can you hit me with a little sound design? You know, something flashy for the quote? Thanks, buddy. That's a good one. Very impactful. So, Carrie says, they kicked God out of the schools and welcomed the drag queens. They took down our flag and replaced it with a rainbow. Whoa, wait a sec here. They did not kick God out of the schools. I finished grade 12, then I did a little undergrad. It was boring. The student loan was killing me. I quit. Carrie, of course you welcome the drag queens. It's just polite. You welcome everyone. I love rainbows as well. One of my best inventions, to take nothing away from my other great invention, the peanut M&M.
Okay, that was a lot. God, if it's okay, I want to move on now. We got a lot to cover.
I'm a little irritable. I get a little irritable.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
I want to talk about Biden. His polling is not going well, particularly in battleground states.
No.
Even some Democrats are saying, Joe, you had a good run. Time to step aside for someone younger. But he seems pretty vibrant to me. I mean, he walked the picket line at the United Auto Workers strike in Detroit, first president to walk a picket line.
Well, you know, at his age, any exercise is good, Mio. You know, it seemed to work as well because the auto workers got a great deal. 30% raise. Finally, a fair labor deal. You know, Mio, I'm all excited about sharing. And I know that pisses off the Republicans. But if you're going to bonus the execs because you're having a great year, it's only godly to bonus the workers. It's not rocket science. Share. Be kind, have compassion, look after each other, woke the fuck up. Sorry, it's been a tough year. I'm a little upset.
What do you mean?
If you want to talk about age and vitality with Biden and health, I mean Trump, you know, look, he may identify as a 215-pound billionaire with abs, but I saw all the stats. I saw the blood pressure, the weight. I saw the height, the BMI, the IQ, the assets. He is no billionaire with abs, never mind what you see in the NFTs. And he's only 3 years younger than Biden, so me, I'm old. I'm not going to worry about Biden's age, but I am going to worry about Trump's avails.
Avails?
Avails, Mio. It's a term we use in Hollywood. It's short for availability. It's a show business term. Did I mention my podcast?
Yeah, you did. You did a couple.
Okay,
times,
good. Yeah. Well, the thing about avails is, it's gonna be hard to attend the G20 for Trump, or make the State of the Union address in front of Congress if he's locked up in prison. And that's all I'm gonna say about it at this point.
Wait, is this like breaking news? A scoop? Should we file with the wire services?
I'm denying a scoop, Mio. You can leak this a little bit, but don't name your source. You can just identify me as a senior official who was not authorized to speak about the subject.
Okay, a little leak is okay. In the meantime, I want to get to Canada, but before I do, I want to ask you about the Middle East and Ukraine.
Everyone wants to get to Canada. Shoot!
What's your take on what's happening in the Middle East?
Well, Mio, Mo and I were talking about this morning.
Mo?
Mohammed.
Oh, you know, Mohammed. Okay, yeah.
You know, Mio, my son was Jewish, so I have a lot of tenderness for the Jewish people. I think they deserve a safe homeland, but I also think the Palestinian people deserve a safe and prosperous homeland as well. Don't get me wrong here. What Hamas did in Israel on October 7th was an atrocity. It was an inexcusable war crime. It was horrific. But what Israel is doing in Gaza is also a war crime, and it has to stop. Two war crimes don't make a right crime. Have you seen the pictures of the children in Gaza who've lost their families, their homes? Have
Terrible.
You seen them bending down and opening a shrouded little body and kissing a little sister or an older brother goodbye? It is one of the most evil things I've ever seen in my life. And the military is using this term collateral damage. What is the difference between a terrorist attack and a military mission? Can you tell me that? There is none in this case. Because the military was hired by a democratically elected government? What? It's still a crime. Now, Israel may think they're eradicating Hamas, but I think they're holding a job fair for future Hamas terrorists. All those orphan PTSD kids, what are they going to do when they grow up? Where's that rage going to go? It's going to go to Hamas. And let me tell you, if I had hostages in my country, the last thing I would do is start bombing the country where my hostages are. I'm disgusted. This is very painful for me and very painful for Mo.
I totally understand your grief. Where are you on what's happening in Ukraine?
What? There's something happening in Ukraine? What's that? Yeah. I haven't seen anything on the news. I think the only thing happening in Ukraine is the media got bored and they moved on. I'm also disgusted.
Okay, and just to bring it a little closer to home, because I know our time with you is limited.
Yeah, very limited, yeah.
One of the issues that seems to be getting the Republicans some traction with the voters is their opposition to gay and trans issues and critical race theory.
Yeah. Look, Mio, I was watching TikTok the other day.
Watching TikTok.
And a journalist asked a Trump supporter how he felt about critical race theory. And the Trumper actually said, on camera, this is an actual quote,
"I don't know what it is, but I know it's no good, and I surely don't like it."
God, that's a great accent.
That is what I call an informed electorate. Oh, I'm glad you like the accent. I mean, I created all the accents, so they're not hard for me to do.
But, I mean, you must have something like that in your life, you know, something you don't necessarily know or understand, but you know it's no good?
Oat milk.
Oat milk? Like the stuff that you drink?
Look, Mio, I know that cows are gassy. Probably not good for the carbon footprint. But you know, if I wanted people to milk oats, I would have given them little tiny, tiny teats. You see, any teats on oats? You see any teats on oats?
No, I've never seen a teat on an oat.
No, you do not see a teat on an oat. So do not milk oats, people. It's rude.
Okay, I mean, you should try it. I have a little bit with my coffee in the morning, and it is quite tasty, so...
Maybe I'm prejudiced. I shouldn't be prejudiced like that. I should try it sometime, but I'm just a little irritated by the whole concept.
Okay. Putting oats aside for a moment...
But before we go, just one thing here, because I did bring another clip from the U.S. that I do have to stick in here before we go too far. This is another one about Mike Johnson, the new speaker, and he's talking about God.
Roll the clip.
"We have In God We Trust right above the rostrum there, and I pointed that out in my speech. I believe that God is not done with America yet."
No, Mike, let me tell you, I am not done with the U.S., but I'm getting pretty fucking close.
Okay. You know, Canada has a new speaker too, right?
Do you want me to give your listeners the ugly backstory, or do you want me to?
No, always interested in God's perspective. Please, lay it down.
Okay. Because I do need to work on my announcing skills for my new podcast. So here's what happened. You know, the president of Ukraine, the former comedian of Volodymyr Zelensky, well, he was visiting Canada, very important state visit. And as a tribute, the Speaker of the House, Anthony Rota, invited a Ukrainian World War II veteran, a 98-year-old guy named Yaroslav Hunka, to be saluted in the public galleries during the visit. But the next day, the press starts reporting that Hunka fought in a Nazi SS unit. Mio, do you know how hard it is to get a security clearance on Parliament Hill? Do you know this?
I have no idea.
Well, it's hard. I was doing security for the last Pope who visited Parliament Hill, and it took me 6 weeks to get my security clearance approved, and I'm God.
Wait, you were doing security?
It's a little bit of a side hustle. You know, I did it for a while. I needed some extra cash. I don't do it anymore.
How many side hustles do you have? Security, a podcast, ruler of the heavens?
Sky's the limit, Mio. Anyway, look, to finish this story, Speaker Rota booked the worst possible guest. So he fell on his sword. He resigned. He will not run in the next election. Then, the House voted in a new speaker, the 38th Speaker of the Parliament of Canada, a guy named Greg Fergus. He's a Liberal. He represents Alma, Quebec, and he's the first black Speaker of the House of Commons. Now, may I say, Canada, you have been a country for 156 years. You've had 37 speakers in Parliament, and it took you 156 years to pick a black guy. You know, it's not like I invented black guys in September. They've been around for a while. Sometimes Canada pisses me off. The world needs more Canada, they say. No, the world needs more Canadians to be less racist. You want God's word? How about God's three words? I'm fucking pissed off.
That's actually four words. Okay, breathe it out. Breathe it out. Yeah, you're a little worked up right now, so bring it down. Let it out.
Buddy taught me this.
Buddy?
Yeah, that's what we call Buddha. Buddy.
Buddy?
One steamboat, two steamboats, three steamboats. I can never clear my mind, Mio. I got so much to think about. I
didn't know that Buddha's nickname was Buddy.
Steamboats. Okay. Same thing in the U.S., Mio. Same thing. Same situation. How long did it take to get a black woman on the Supreme Court? How long? 233 years. Do you know how many decisions the Supreme Court made in 233 years that had a huge effect on black women before Ketanji Brown Jackson took her rightful seat on the bench? Do you know that, Mio?
No, I don't.
When Judge Jackson was confirmed, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina did not have the decency, the common parliamentary democratic decency, to go to the floor and vote. He said he forgot his tie and could not be led on to the Senate chambers because he did not have a tie on. He has been a senator for 20 years and he forgot his tie. Maybe we should get Lindsey a clip-on or a strap-on. Lindsey, I'm fine with you being closeted and gay, 'cause I love the homos, I made the homos, but I'm not fine with you disrespecting your constituents by not having the decency to vote for the confirmation of the first black woman on the Supreme Court.
Okay, buddy. Buddy says bring it down. Buddy says breathe it out. Just do what buddy would do.
Mio, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This makes Sky Daddy mad. I'm just getting a little worked up about how all you people turned out.
All.
Who? I worked so hard to create people who are caring, compassionate, kind, respectful, and look at your wars. The dead children, the dead innocent people, the lying, the being horrible to each other, the greed. How much money do you people need? You've already got more money than God, and I should know. I'm God. I was at the ATM yesterday. It was shocking. Okay, Mio. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I gotta go. I got another session for my podcast. Did I mention my new podcast?
You have mentioned it several times, and I've mentioned it. But I just, before you go, God, just turning
to... It's called the God Pod, Mio. It's called the God Pod. Wherever you get your podcasts, do you want to hear the theme again?
We'll go out on the theme in just a minute.
Hang on a second, hang on. Technically speaking, we can't go out on my theme because it's not your show. My theme is my
theme.
That's
true.
Your theme is your... There's a thing called copyright, Mio.
It's a copyright thing, yes,
yeah,
you're right.
That's
okay,
right.
Sorry, forgive me. Forgive me,
if you want to hear my theme, we can hear it now.
Roll God's theme.
Okay.
That's a nice theme.
I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you like it. I'm very proud of it.
Has a nice ring to it, and it's just in time for the holidays, which I guess you're getting ready for the holidays?
Mio, you putz. I'm God. I'm not Santa. There's a big difference. Santa doesn't have a podcast.
Thanks for listening to Yes We Canada. On the pod today, our guest host was Mio Edelman. Sound design and mix by Pi Salen Cutler. Doug Wild and Matt Zimbel wrote our theme, which is performed by Manteca. My name is Lisa Evans, and I'm your announcer. Vocals on the God Pod theme by myself and Lynn Tremblay. This episode was written and performed with apologies to Mel Brooks. We're always grateful when you hit like and subscribe. Until next time.